Welcome to the Devotional Christian Poetry Podcast with Lloyd Portman. Lloyd will be sharing the actual poetry he writes, including his reflections and scripture, to inspire your devotional relationship with God. Now, here is Lloyd Portman.
Today's poem is called Searched. Searched. Truth's light searches my heart chambers as thoroughly as I allow. The living lamp flushing deep crevices as the words read me as I read them. A reciprocal phenomenon. Revelation and light lift my feet. They quicken my step to tread new paths. Words are the lamp, lighting my pathway. Here's the reflection. I remember a conversation I had with a friend years ago about reading scripture. We discussed the reading plans we were using, the meaningful habit we both were doing, and the revelations that we received. It was a healthy discussion and very insightful. I don't know what prompted me to make the following statement, but I was unrehearsed and I almost nonchalantly said, "I have discovered that I don't read the Bible, it reads me." We both laughed at the time, then started to take a deeper look at what was said. The ensuing discussion was very revealing because it challenged the purpose and habit of our reading plans. Sometimes an objective look at what we habitually do is a very healthy exercise. The wonderful outcome of this discussion, which took some weeks to complete, was that we became far more aware and awake to ourselves and these words on the page. When I said the words read me, it's like they search my motives and heart and the ways I react or respond to what I'm reading at the time. I start to relate to how these words make me feel, because these words affect my heart. They cause me to dig deeper and ask questions of myself. For example, when God quickens a verse related to what you are presently reading, often it moves the reader to a new experience. I enjoy it when God invites me to a deeper experience with Him, because I know there is always more to experience in Him. Imagine reading a chapter of text which becomes very personal as you identify with the message. The words can convey an invitation to you which actually sets you on an investigatory path to discover more. Something I have started doing this year is reading a different translation during my devotional times. I have chosen the Passion Translation, and I am amazed at the accurate way Brian Simmons has so beautifully translated the original text. He has put it into relatable language, and I find it causes me to search into deeper understanding, thus really drawing me into God's heart. If there is one simple message for us all, it's that God wants a one-on-one relationship with each of us individually. Here's His invitation. This is why the scriptures say, "Things never discovered or heard of before, things beyond our ability to imagine, these are the many things God has in store for all of His lovers." From 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 in the Passion Translation. Here's some questions. 1. What do you think about the statement, "I don't read the Bible, the words read me"? Give it some deeper thought. 2. I don't intend to be offensive, but are you stuck on one translation of the Bible and can't read any other one? If so, why? 3. How deeply do you allow the light of truth to search your innermost heart? Do you respond to the leading of the new path? Here's some verses. The Spirit of God breathed into man is like a living lamp, a shining light searching into the innermost chambers of our being. That's from Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27, from the Passion Translation. Truth's shining light guides me in my choices and decisions. The revelation of your word makes my pathway clear. Psalm 119, verse 105, from the Passion Translation. Okay, that's all for today, and we'll see you next week, and thank you for listening. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Devotional Christian Poetry Podcast with Lloyd Portman. For more information, please contact Lloyd by visiting our website at www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. That website address again is www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. And be sure to download the free ebook on the website, and please subscribe to our podcast. That way you'll be notified when a new episode is published. Our website, one more time, is www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. Until next time, God bless you.